This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of March 17th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me, again, I am beyond blessed to have Miss Ariel Nicole from Pace, Florida on the show. Thank you again. I know I said it a minute ago off air, but I really appreciate you taking the time to do this, and I pray that the Lord uses this platform to bless your ministry.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you for having me. I'm so grateful to be able to talk with you today.
Well, one of the favorite questions of every show, because a lot of people don't know up here, and people who listen to this show and the podcast all over the country may not know you. So after this show, they will know you.
Yes.
So this is your opportunity to tell them, who is Miss Ariel Nicole?
Awesome. Well, everyone listening, thanks for listening. My name is Ariel Nicole, and I am first of all, a Christian. I love Jesus more than anything. I'm a wife. I recently got married September 30th to my best friend. We grew up, met each other in middle school, and got married just recently. I'm a daughter and a singer-songwriter, and I love life. I love people. I love connecting with people on a deep level and just making meaningful relationships with others. And so that's a little bit about me.
Now, you're in Pace, Florida now, but where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in the mountains of Colorado, in a small town called Montrose. So it's in like a valley surrounded by mountains. And it's kind of a medium small town, pretty slow paced, but it's been growing recently. So that's where I grew up.
Now, Colorado and Florida are two totally different places. How did you end up in Florida?
Yeah. So basically, first I was in Colorado, and then after growing up there, I went to college in California at Azusa Pacific University. I didn't finish, though. I was in college, and that was around the time when I felt like God was speaking to me about music ministry and that he wanted me to go into that, which I was kind of running from at the time. But I decided to lean into that and listen to what I felt like God was telling me. And around that time, my boyfriend, now husband, his family moved to Louisiana. And so one Christmas break, I went from California to Louisiana to visit them. And it was during that time that I felt like God was opening the door for me to move to Louisiana, because there are all these open doors for music and ministry and worship. And so I ended up moving there and finding a roommate there in Louisiana. And it was in Louisiana where my husband and I met our friend Cameron. He is the worship pastor here in Pace, Florida at the church we go to. And so we started leading worship with him at youth camps and things like that. And then he connected us with his church here in Pace, Florida. And so that's how we got connected with the church here, and then eventually decided to move out here.
From Colorado to California to Louisiana to Pace, Florida. It's amazing how God has a way of putting you where you need to be.
It truly is. When I look back at it, I'm like, he's so intentional.
Well, we'll come back and we're going to dig a little bit more into that with Miss Ariel Nicole right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and joining the show this morning, Miss Ariel Nicole from Pace, Florida. Well, Miss Nicole, we kind of talked about your journey of life all over this country. And you really just need to get over to like Savannah, Georgia, and then it really would be a coast to coast for you. But I sit back in amazement as we talked off air, you know, in 3 weeks in a row, Miss Katie Stanford, Miss Amanda Nolan, and now you, three young women who are filled with the Spirit. I have enjoyed getting on YouTube and listening to your music. I was creeping all over your Instagram page, just in awe of the scripture that you share, the music that you sing. And I just have to say, God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Greg. That means a lot. I'm so grateful.
Well, I hope others are, I know they are. I know they're touched by it, because you are constantly leading them to the one, and that's Jesus.
Yes, that's my biggest desire. I just hope that my mission through my music is just that people would come to know Jesus in an intimate way and just be drawn deeper with him. And so thank you for saying that, truly.
Well, you write music, right? You sing. What instruments do you play?
Yeah, so I sing, and then I also play guitar and ukulele.
Okay. Where'd the ukulele come from?
So my dad got me a ukulele when I was younger, and I decided to just try it and pick it up, and it turned out to be really easy to play. And I loved playing it because it's so portable. You could just bring it anywhere. It's so small and light, and so it's fun for little trips and things like that.
Now, this may be a funny question, but I've had some strange answers to this. Is your family behind your ministry?
They are.
Is so cool to hear.
Yes, it's been such a blessing. They've been very supportive through the process and just encouraging. I'm blessed to have parents and family that they care about what God could do through me and through my siblings. And so I've been really grateful to have their encouragement in the process.
Now, are they still in Colorado?
They are, yes.
Okay, all right. Do you get to visit very often?
I do. We get to visit about twice to three times a year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but we usually try to stay for about a week at a time. So we make the most of it, and we get to see them. And sometimes they come out here and visit us too.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Ariel Nicole right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. We appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening on the airwaves of Mix 106.5 or on the podcast. Miss Ariel Nicole is blessing us today. And I'm speechless sometimes. I'm amazed what I see what God is doing with this young generation. You know, because we watch on the news and all you see are bad things.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got to, and I'm glad this may be the platform. I've been praying about some things, and I hope this is the Lord uses this as a platform for you. That we can show the world that, man, God still moves.
Amen.
You know, he does. He doesn't, he's still here. And we're still talking about him. We're still walking with him, and we're singing with him.
Yes, that is so true. He's still moving today.
Well, what do you sing at youth groups? You sing at events. I've seen you play in some pretty big rooms.
Yeah. So I play in youth groups. I play at young adult services. I also have a concert full of my original music that we do. And I just love sharing original music. That's one of my favorite things. It's so cool getting to take a song that I feel like God gave me in a time when I needed it and get to share that with other people and see how God uses it for them. So I love doing that. And I also lead worship at church and in different events and things like that.
Well, that's cool what you said about a song that you wrote for you, but you know, the Lord said, ha ha on that, because he said, I gave you that song, not to help you, but to help someone else.
Absolutely.
it's funny. Like, we're talking about how God works, how he moves, how he uses things. And that is neat how, he will take what you think that he gave to you or sent your way, but he sent it to you to be infectious, to share it with somebody else, because it's going to change somebody's life.
Amen. And that, I think that's why he started calling me to write songs and to record and start sharing them, is because I love singing other people's songs just as well. But when I'm in the thick of anxiety or fear or just a moment where I'm crying out to God and I feel like he gives me the answer I need, a lot of times I start singing that over myself, and it just helps me fix my mind on Christ and on the truth and what I really need to hear in that moment. And so I love just getting to share those vulnerable moments and like record them, and they become like portable little reminders that people can use. And so I love that part of songwriting.
Well, I tell you what, I think we got you in the next segment sharing another Bible verse with us. We'll be right back with Miss Ariel Nicole right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to the Ariel Nicole Show right here on Mix Sunday Morning. I told her she could just take over. She's doing such an amazing job. You know, sharing Bible verses, just opening up and sharing your life with us, what God has done in your life. How has the Word of God worked in your life?
Wow, that's such a great question. I have just been changed and marked by times just sitting there reading my Bible. And sometimes it can be a tough discipline. Sometimes I don't always feel like it. And it's not always the first thing that I am tempted to go to when I, you know, when I need it. But the moments where I've spent just sitting and reading God's word, getting to know him better, those are the moments that have really just shaped me and spoken truth over my life and helped just keep me and keep me connected with Jesus. Like he said, remain in me and I in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so just being connected to him by reading his word and seeing his character has been so life-changing.
Well, I tell you one thing that is going to be life-changing, and that will be in the next break, because we're going to play your song, What He Started, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. So that will be coming up, and I'll get you to intro that, because since you're a big star and one day you'll have to come up here and put your footprint or handprint on the sidewalk in front of the station. Like I told Katie and Amanda, now you know, before you get too big where I have to go through, you know, 6-7 agents, and I had to learn what a handler was. You know, I had to go through I thought dogs had handlers, not people, but it's there in Christian music. It's there.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Miss Ariel Nicole right here on Mix Sunday Morning. This is Ariel Nicole and her song, What He Started, on Mix Sunday Morning.
Stumbling through the darkness, questioning the things that he said, wandering in the wilderness, but up ahead the light begins. Look straight ahead. Don't get caught in your right or left. It's all in your head. 'Cause God's gonna finish what he started. Look straight ahead. Hold on like a tree planted by the waters. I will not be moved. Look straight ahead. Don't get caught in your right or left. It's all in your head. 'Cause God's gonna finish what he started. Look straight ahead.
That's Ariel Nicole on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I know I've been blessed, you've been blessed with this child of God that we have with us today, Miss Ariel Nicole. Before we tie up the show, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Greg, for having me.
You're welcome. Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord, in amazement at what you're doing, and especially what you're doing with this child. Lord, the gift that you've given her, and Lord, the ability that she has through you to share it with others. God, I ask you to bless her ministry. I ask you to give her the words, Lord, to give to others. Heavenly Father, I ask that you protect her. Lord, that you guide her through this journey, through every door in life, that you will open each one for her. God, thank her. Thank you for her family. Be with them. Be with her husband. Send your angels to watch over them, Lord. Bless Miss Ariel for every day of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Greg.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, I do. I didn't cry this week. I cried last week because I could feel the spirit in Amanda, and I feel the spirit in you.
Wow.
You can hear it. I know our listeners can hear it. If they can, like I said, if you'll tell them how to follow you, but not follow you, how they can keep up with you, what social media platforms are you on?
So I am on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, just under Ariel Nicole Music. So you spell it A-R-I-E-L-L-E, and then Nicole with a C-A. And you can find me there and all my music. I also have a website, arielnicole.com. But it's such a joy getting to share music and just life on those platforms and share what God is doing.
Well, I encourage everyone to go to any of those, as I have, just to listen at the blessing you will receive, whether she is reading, like I said, out of the Bible, whether she's singing in the kitchen, or singing at an event, you will be blessed with it. And I thank you,
Greg.
Well, thank you.
This has been just such a blessing. Wow. And every moment on this interview has just pointed to God's glory and just his goodness. And you're just so kind to talk with me today and just share all that God's doing.
Well, he's doing big things, and he's doing big things here, because soon we will have a 24/7 Christian radio station because of the show. A 3-hour show, How God Works, is going to turn into a full-time Christian radio station.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we'll see what happens April 6th. I've been invited back to the Alabama Broadcasters Association. And if you get invited, that means you won something. Last year, this show won the podcast of the year in news and TV. So,
that's
news,
incredible.
TV, and radio. So it was it's a blessing, and I can't wait to see. I saw what God used last year, what he opened up, and now I see, because this is all part of it. You're part of it. I can't wait to see what this next one will do. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a special part of this show.
Thank you so much.
And you just,
man, I pray that every single listener on here is just blessed and they know how much Jesus loves them.
He does, no matter how dirty they are, right?
Right, exactly.
Because we all sin. None of us are perfect. We all need him.
Yes.
And even the worst, you know, Jesus didn't hang out with the cool people. You know, he sought after the ones that were sick, afflicted, not living the right lifestyles. That's who he sought after.
Yeah.
Because he is the ultimate healer.
He is. He calls them into who he's created them to be, which is just so beautiful and just makes us new. I'm so grateful for his grace in my life and, yeah, that he makes us a new creation.
Will you just go and be infectious for him and share him? And as I told the other two, I will be in touch with you to get you up here. So you can, we'll have you playing somewhere, and then I'd love to get you here in the studio to play.
Oh, we would absolutely love that. That would be such a joy.
And then we would do video then. So I'd have to spiff up a little bit, and we'll get you up here.
Yes, sir. That sounds amazing. I would be honored to come and to share these songs.
Well, you just have a blessed evening. And I thank you for being a huge part of this show.
Thank you so much. It's been so much fun and such an honor.
Well, that's Miss Ariel Nicole right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.